Hi. So
Hello.
excited to be here with my friend Rhiannon as we tell you about the Spirit of Cacao Festival that we're having on August 1st here in Blue Hill, Maine. So welcome, Rhiannon, and welcome everybody to our little chat. Yeah.
Yeah, so excited to be here and so honored to be invited to be a part of the festival again this year. I'm really excited for what you're creating because I feel the medicine of cacao is so needed at this time. And so I thought it would be really great to hear more about what inspired you to start the festival and what your vision is, why you're so excited to bring this medicine into our community in this way.
Thank you for that. Well, I feel like in a way, Mama Cacao herself spoke to me and inspired me about this because I've been working with in the shamanic realm for the last 5 years, and I've been working with the medicine of cacao as well. And last winter, the winter before last, I had this vision of putting together something bigger than my new moon ceremonies with cacao, something that like was summertime and like a festival and that could bring people from all over the world, right? And it was this super gigantic thing in my mind. It would have vendors serving chocolate and cacao and other artisans that made things with cacao and educators about cacao. And so it was this like really big festival, and I was like, I'm gonna do it. So last year, of course, I went and I started to do it because we did have on the first annual Spirit of Cacao Fest last August, which Rhiannon was a part of. And then, of course, my ideas are so big that in order to do them, sometimes I like that would take a lot to have the festival to the magnitude that I was imagining it. So I was like, okay, I still want to have it. I want to have it here at our sanctuary, but I need to pare it way down. And in hopes and envision that someday it will be like that, but for now, it's much smaller. So my vision just came in one winter day and I went with it. And last year we had about 35 people or so, maybe 40, and it was perfect. It was so beautiful. So this August 1st, we're having our second annual Spirit of Cacao Fest. And what I realized is that the spirit of the medicine is coming through. While I don't have worldwide vendors and I don't have chocolatiers and the magnitude of what will come in the future, we have this beautiful property and this beautiful community to invite people into to receive the healing and energy and love of this medicine of cacao. So
Yeah,
that's
well,
some
and
of my
not to
vision.
discount the bigger vision, but I have to say that I really loved the sweetness and intimacy that was a part of the festival last year. And so it had that festival vibe. We had vendors and there was music and there was amazing catered food and a big fire in the evening for our ceremony. But it was, your sanctuary in Blue Hill is so beautiful and it feels like you're so held and nestled at the edge of the forest and with the pond and the waters, and there was an opportunity to get to know the different participants who were there, an opportunity for building community. And so I felt that the communion with cacao was really special in that environment. So I love how it's expressing itself right now. And I would love to hear even more about why it is that the medicine of cacao speaks to you so deeply, and what you feel that she can bring to our community at this time, and why you're, I think, what I'm hearing in the big vision is that you are loving the idea of being able to celebrate Mama Cacao and commune with Mama Cacao, with a lot of people, that to make it possible for more people to know about this powerful medicine. So maybe just tell us a little bit about, from your experience working with her these last 5 years, why she's so powerful and why you feel that her medicine is beneficial for people at this time.
Well, for me, she has been so powerful in, like, we always hear cacao is a heart-opening medicine. Well, it does open the heart in certain ways. And for me, it's helped me to be more of who I am and to, like, be able to express myself and really talk about how I feel and celebrate in the ceremonies that I do hold, like, from a truth that I'm developing, like that I'm getting to know more and more the more I work with the medicine. And I say medicine because in community and even alone in ceremony, I feel that the cacao, the elixir, is coming to us as a medicine to open us up. And I feel that it keeps pushing me towards community. Like, it instead of like just do this in your room by yourself, it keeps saying, no, bring it out and share it, bring it out and share it. And so that's been a really strong message that I've received from the cacao itself. And yeah, so it keeps like directing me to do these events and fun things and share it, because I live on the coast of Maine. So this is the north part of the United States. It's very far from Peru, where the cacao that I use comes from. And so in that, there's like a magic that it can, that I can bring this cacao, this substance from so far away and celebrate it with people in Maine and just kind of like on the land, in community, in a circle, in, with other healing modalities around us. It's pretty remarkable. Like, I'm always in awe of that one part of it, that it comes from so far away and that we can celebrate it here. So, having forgot your exact question, I think that it's brought me, it's like keeps pushing. There's like this little push, like, no, bring it out to everyone, like teach and share and allow everyone to have this feeling, because going deeper in, it's that feeling of abundance. It's the feeling like, no, I can move through this part of my life if I need to, and clear it and release it and receive from it, 'cause like we're here in this bodily form to experience everything. And we get to experience, just like we get to experience the taste of chocolate in the physical form, we also get to experience it with each other, like helping each other grow and move in community as well as ourselves.
Yeah, and it sounds like the way she's supported you in opening your heart has a lot to do with allowing the sharing and expressing of your heart and the connection of your heart with others, which makes a lot of sense, right? That as she's supporting this heart opening and this expression, this authentic expression within you, that naturally that has you move from that space of love to wanting to connect with others in love and wanting to share this experience with them so that they can also experience for themselves that opportunity to share their authentic self and share their true heart expression in the world, and for us to deepen in our community and our connection with each other. And I love that. I love that. I think I really feel that her medicine is so powerful at this time. And when I began to work with Mama Cacao about 4 years ago, I had no intention of serving cacao. I mean, I really didn't know anything about it. Even though I've been, working in the healing arts and spiritual community for 35 years, cacao was very new to me. And but when she came into my field, and just like you say, it was her spirit that began to speak to me directly and to really share with me part of her vision. And I feel that she was asking to be brought to people at this time, because as this medicine that helps us to open our heart, she helps us to remain connected with our own state of love and gratitude, and even just like our own innate lightness and joy of being. And her capacity to help us stay connected with that state, which is, I think that's our true essence, right? Is that state of love and lightness and connectedness and openness, right? But at this time in the world, we are going through a huge transformation. People talk about this as the time of awakening. And certainly, in a very physical, outward way, our world is going through huge changes with the advent of AI and political changes and environmental changes. There's huge impacts in the world. There's things in our societies that are affecting us as never before, and it can be very turbulent for people. And life is turbulent enough on its own, right? And to add this to it, I think this is why we're seeing all over the world heightened levels of anxiety, nervous system dysregulation, huge amounts of fear. And when we go into fear like that, it has us shut down. It shuts down our heart. It shuts down our authentic expression. It keeps us small. It keeps us from sharing the best of ourselves. It keeps us less connected with other humans, with nature, with the spiritual realms. And so the medicine of cacao right now, I feel like she is this powerful bridge that helps us to actually access our own innate joy and love. And that connection with our own love helps us to access courage. For me, as I've been navigating this sort of midlife time of change and my kids flying the nest, it's been a really turbulent time for me personally. And her walking the path with me has been so helpful because she has helped me really stay connected to that open-hearted love within myself, and also, sort of helped. I mean, like a lot of people, I have that tendency to get kind of heavy and serious about life, worry about the things. And she's helped me to stay lighter so that I could stay open to life instead of shutting down in fear and getting small and, only doing the familiar things. She's helped me to have the courage to continue to put myself out there, to express myself, to share myself more fully. And I think that that is really what we all need. We all have our own versions of this, but I think everyone is needing that support to stay connected with their own hearts, to be able to share and connect with others in a meaningful and authentic way. And Mama Cacao is just so amazing at helping us to access that within ourselves. And so I'm just really grateful that you followed this call and this inspiration to create a festival that can maybe bring more people together and Give more people an opportunity to meet with the spirit of cacao and learn more about this very sacred plant medicine. I really think, I mean, this is what she has told me, is that she wants to come out into the world and be received. And you know, of course, people have been eating chocolate for a super long time, but this is different. When we're engaging with her ceremonially, we are really connecting with her wise spirit and welcoming in her support and on a deep level within us, both physically and spiritually. And so we're able to just go to a whole other level when working with her in this way. So I'm really excited for the festival and for the opportunity to share with more people and to, you know, invite people in to this deeper communion with the spirit of Mama Cacao.
Yeah, it's so great. Everything you said is just so on. And you know what I thought of while you were speaking is that she has come to me as an ally. Like, there's so many times that I want a hand, or that I want like someone to lean on, or someone to help with with something that I'm doing in this realm. And it's Mama Cacao. Like, it's the spirit of cacao. It's the energy of cacao. It just comes in as an ally. And I walk around, you know, the kitchen making cacao and singing songs about cacao and, you know, the spirit of cacao and the heart. And then I'm like, wait, it is opening me up, because I tended to do things alone a lot of the time. Like, I'd make things happen on my own. I maybe wouldn't reach out and collaborate as much. And since I've been working with cacao, I've been collaborating more. I've been like, leaning on that energy a lot. And so in that way, I feel like it helps me move and grow. And so it'll help everyone around me move and grow. And it's like the thing that's needed, you know. Each era has its thing that helps people greatly. And I think cacao has been helping people forever, you know, for
Thousands
thousands
and
of
thousands of
years.
years, for
It's not a
sure.
new thing, but it's new, like maybe to us in the Northeast, or to us in, it's just coming out stronger right now as a medicine to work with, to really help open that space up. Like, yes, you're here in the physical body. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. There's no more excuses. There's no more waiting. It's like right now. Let's have it. Let's bring it on. So, yeah. So that's
And
how
in
she
such a
feels.
gentle way too,
Yes,
because I feel,
yes.
you know, what I've seen over the last 4 years in leading cacao ceremony for, you know, I don't know, hundreds of people, is that she really meets people exactly where they are. And she opens the heart, not like banging a door off its hinges, you know. She supports us. So sometimes that's very tender and gentle, allowing people to release held grief, or I've seen so many times the most beautiful thing where people connect to this deep sense of love, of being loved. This very foundational experience of being in the mother love. And it's so beautiful. And you'll just see that, you know, just like the gentle tears on their face, just opening to this feeling of love and of being loved. And, you know, sometimes like that's where we are, right? Like we are needing that kind of tender, loving care, for the places in us that have had wounding or have been afraid. And you know, sometimes I feel like she meets us on a very physical level, where if we've been living in overdrive, right, and we've just been going, 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 she will help, you know, she'll have people actually physically fall asleep, which is so interesting. Cacao has stimulating capacity, but
Right.
she will have people go into a deep state of rest that allows their nervous system to regulate. And so it's like she meets the divine wisdom of this plant. She knows how to meet our system exactly where we are and help, like I think of it almost like the heart, like a flower, like petals unfolding, and lets that opening happen in its own way. There's no forcing, but it's letting in the light of that love, of our own love, of her love, of the love of the divine. And I feel, that's really one of, another way to interpret that phrase open-hearted is that she helps us to open to receive.
Exactly. Yes, that receiving, that like 100% receiving, because it's true. Like if you are in when I'm in ceremony with cacao and with people in my community, like you said, some people will rest, some people will be ecstatic laughing, some people will, be crying. It's like she meets us where we are. And that's the magic of it, because it's true that when I work with cacao in ceremony, I'm just the channel. I'm not doing too much like the cacao is doing it and working through me to have people receive exactly what they need. So in that way, it's magical, right? It's like this elixir of magic. It's this elixir. I mean, even the way it grows on the tree is phenomenal. It even and the way that it needs to be in communion with other trees and other plants and other fruits so that it can be fertilized and grow is magical. It's like, yeah. So I mean, I could go on and on about this beautiful medicine, and I don't know if I said it before, but I say medicine because although it's cacao and you can drink it, let's say you can drink it in your car on your way to work, it's the intention behind it that makes it the medicine. So while it'll affect us all in a super beautiful way, I think when I'm sitting with it with intention and just holding my cup and tuning in, I feel the energy stronger. And yeah, it goes through me and into me, and it's like a meditation where if I'm just drinking it on my way to work in a cup, the benefits of it will still be there. The physical benefits, like the
The
minerals and the
nutrients and
nutrients,
all of
yeah.
that. Yeah.
But when we sit together in ceremony, or we even when we sit by ourselves, or if there's just the two of us, it goes even deeper. Like there's another layer that penetrates in.
Right. And that's where we're really connecting with the spirit of cacao.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yay.
Well, this is so fun, and I can't wait to talk to you more about the festival. So, August 1st, and there's going to be links in Instagram and Facebook, and you can always call me and we'll come back on and talk more about the special events that we'll be having, the special healing events that we'll be sharing with you guys. So, yeah, this has been really wonderful. Thanks so much, Rhiannon, for inspiring
Pleasure.
me and talking.
Yeah.
And
I know. I'm super excited. We could go on and on. We're both very
I
passionate about the medicine of cacao. So excited to get to share it with everyone at the festival.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. And we'll see you all soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.